Happy New Year, 10 days late. It is good to be together. Man, we've had 2 weeks not in this building, and just feels right to be back, doesn't it? Back in this place. Folks who are gathering online, reminder that this is Communion Sunday, so if you haven't yet prepared your cup and your bread, do that before the end of service, and we will start off this part of the new year together, coming to the Lord's table as one. As we prepare our hearts to worship, would you hear these words from Lamentations 3? This I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Would you pray with me? Oh God of mercy, we remember your promise today that your mercies are new every morning and every year. Thank you that your steadfast love for us never ceases. That while our world is ever changing, oh God, your goodness, your strength, your power, your grace never change. You are who you were, who you are, who you will always be. Thank you that you are the strong rock on which we can stand. Thank you that you are the hope deep in our souls by which we can look to the days ahead with joyful expectation. Thank you, oh God, that you are here in this place as we gather to meet you. Thank you that you have a word for us. Thank you that you know our heart's deepest needs and you are ready to fill them and to heal them. Thank you, oh God, that you love us and that you are for us. Thank you that we get to worship you together in this place. We realize in these days it's more of a gift than we've ever realized before. And so with grateful hearts, God, we've come to encounter you. Would you open our hearts, our eyes, our ears, our entire beings to connect with your holy presence in this place, to be filled and to be changed. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know about you, but my heart is overwhelmed singing together in this place this morning. It's just good. His goodness is seen to us through us. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For it's been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who's to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Would you pray with me? And now, Father God, this morning, we join the wise men on their journey. Just as young Becca said after the children's message, we don't have to find Jesus because he's already found us. We celebrate that truth, Jesus, that you know right where we are this morning. We're the ones who are hiding and you have found us. And so would you open our eyes to see just how close you are? Would you open our minds and our hearts to dream the dreams that you dream for us? You found us. Help us find you. Lord Jesus, as we turn to your word, would your spirit help us hear what it is you want us to hear? So you might help us be whoever it is you want us to be. So you might help us do whatever it is you want us to do. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So we are a week and a half into 2021. How's it going so far? Awesome, right? While New Year's, most years, brings this sense of renewal and goals and hopes and expectation, this one is starting just a little bit different than most, right? I mean, we are all quite aware that the date that we sign on our checks, if you ever write checks anymore, that's changed. But we're still kind of waiting for pretty much everything else to change, right? I mean, this path out of the pandemic, it's happening for sure, but slowly for sure. And the separation that 2020 put between us, it will get better. We know that. But it still lingers. There's still folks that I'm connecting with on the screen that I haven't got to see in 8 months. And I know I'll see them again, but not yet. Kids will be going back to school. But not quite yet. And not for a full week. It's just not there yet. The political tension, the division, the chaos. Well, Wednesday showed us that that's going to be around for a little while in this new year, too. I don't know about you, but all of this lingering hard stuff that we've carried into this year, it's kept me from making any real resolutions this year. And if you know me, that's unusual. Because I'm the type of person who's always thinking about the next goal and the next challenge. And so pretty much any other year, January 1st rolls around, and I already know what I'm going to try to do differently and what I'm going to try to achieve and what I want to learn and what I want to accomplish. And this year, 10 days ago, January 1st rolled around, and I just didn't really have anything particular in mind. And then January 2nd came, and the 3rd, and then a weekend, and it was just nothing, really. Just nothing. And that was strange for me. Maybe it's not for you, and that means you're more free than me, but it was strange for me. This new year, and yet I found that in the depths of who I was, my body, my soul were still tired. And still waiting for renewal, and it felt like I couldn't lean into a new thing until this old thing was made new. Anyone else a little bit in the same boat these days? Yeah, it's just kind of strange. Still carrying too much from last year to fully really embrace all the potential goodness of this coming year. Rather than a fresh start, anyone feel like it's just another page in this really long chapter? We changed the date, yay! But we didn't really change the story, it doesn't seem. And so the last few days, as kind of the church calendar would have it, I have been hanging out with the wise men. And the wise men have been good for me. It turns out that this ancient story that I come back to every year is exactly what my heart has needed in the beginning of this year. This ancient story, it's been the thing for my heart that's given me a focus, an invitation, a calling back again. And so this morning, I just kind of invite you to peek in over my shoulder. My friends who with me are feeling a little numbness in your soul, or a little lack of motivation in your spirit, or a weariness deep in your bones as we start this new year, welcome to worship this morning. Because you are in God's house and God is here. And I believe if what he's done for me, he might do it for you, that he's got a word to bring you back home, bring you back to life again this morning. And so if you've been coming for a while, you'll know that we hang out with the wise men this time every year. So over the last 5 years, we've talked about who they are. Are they kings? Probably not, though it's a catchy little tune. But maybe they were some kind of royalty because they did get a hearing with King Herod, and not just any old person could walk up to the palace and talk to the king. So they were kind of important somehow. We don't really know how. They're mysterious. I love that about them. They were astrologers. We know that. Whether it be just a hobby or their trade, these were guys who made their living by looking to the stars. We don't know how many there were. There was three gifts, we know that, but there was more likely this whole entourage of folks coming to see the new king. It makes our nativity sets kind of crowded, so we just make it three. That's not scripture, you know. I like it, but the story is a bit different when you start really reading it. We talked about their journey from the east. And we don't know exactly from where. Even that's mysterious. It could have been Babylon. And that makes sense because if you remember Babylon, that's where a whole bunch of Jews had lived when they were sent off into exile. And many never went home. And they were still living there. So it makes sense that these guys had kind of heard about this coming king in Judea. We don't know for sure, but somewhere in the east. But wherever it was far away. If Babylon, that journey could have taken months, up to even a couple of years. And we've talked before about how they didn't meet Jesus in the manger, but they met him in Judea in a house. That's not in the nativity set, is it? And he wasn't a newborn when they met him. He was probably actually more like a toddler. And we've talked before about the gifts they brought, right? Gold for a king, frankincense for a priest, myrrh, the anointing oil for burial. And we've talked about how after they encountered that baby king, they went home by another way. It's probably my favorite sermon of all. And this reminder that when we are in the presence of Christ, we cannot go back the same way. We must be changed. We will always go a new way. There's so much in this one story. You'd think 5 years in, we've exhausted all the options, so I just redid what I did 5 years ago. Not so. It turns out that there is a new part of this story that God's been using to speak to my heart this year. And this year, it is the star. The star. This year, my heart is being renewed by the invitation of the star. And here's what my heart is pondering. As I step into 2021, I want to be as those who see the stars. You see, the wise men knew that something big was happening in their midst. And that's because they saw the stars. Every night when everyone else around them had gone to bed and called it a day, these ones would step outside into the quiet. And they'd look up. They look up at this expansive night sky, and they were just waiting to see what few others dared to see or cared to see. They stood there, and they were just wondering if God might be up to something, and if they might get front row seats to see it. And so they'd stand there beneath the galaxies and they would remember just how small they were and how awesome was this creation they were part of. These wise men, these guys who looked to the stars, who saw the stars. I can tell you a few things we know about them just by their trade. They were people who had a lot more questions than answers. And they had a lot more awe than arrogance. And they had a lot more wonder than numbness. Did you get that? Did you get that? A lot more questions than answers. Are Christians these days known for being really good at asking questions? Yeah. A lot more awe than arrogance. Are Christians these days known as the least arrogant folks in the room? Thank you. A lot more wonder than numbness. They had this sense that at any moment, God could do something that might change everything. They had this sense that right under their noses, God might be telling a story that only the starstruck could see. So night after night, they looked to the stars. They listened to the wind, quiet and still, humble and wondering. Willing to be awestruck by God's majesty again and again, they lift their heads to the heavens. And as they did it, they were saying, God, if you're speaking, I am listening. God, if you're moving, I am willing to be caught up in the whirlwind of who you are. This year, might we be the kinds of people who see the stars. Might we boast less about what we think or what we know and dare to name instead those things that keep us curious and wondering. What have you wondered about recently? It's a great big world we live in. Wonder about something. Might we be known for what we're wondering about? Might we refuse to pass a mountain or a river or an ocean or a night sky or a purple sunset without stopping in our tracks to simply stand in awe of a God who is so beautiful and so strong, a God who is so creative and so good. He doesn't have to be, he just is. And might we remember, might we believe every single morning in 2021 when we wake up that God just might be up to something that day. That day. Might we quiet down and listen up? Might we slow down and look up? Determined to see the story between the headlines. The story behind the mask. The story beyond the Facebook post. The story that God is telling right here and right now. Those wise men, they saw a star that most others were too busy or too tired or too distracted or too uncurious to see. And that star led them smack dab into the presence of Jesus where few others would ever get to stand. Wonder, humility. Quiet, listening, looking, believing, awe. That's what led them there. I don't know about you, but for me this year, above all else, I want to see the stars. I want to wonder every day about God's heart. And I want to wonder about the story he's telling. Look to the stars. Listen and watch for Jesus to show up right here. This year, along with seeing the stars, I want to follow the stars. I want to go wherever God invites me to go. The wise men, seeing the star, they get a move on. They don't just hang back in Babylon and take a selfie of them and that really cool star and put it on Instagram. They don't have time for that. They put their shoes on and they pack their stuff and they take off to go and figure out what in the world that star is pointing to. They're going to be there. They let everything else go to go and behold the King of Kings. My friends, it is one thing to believe that God is here and that God's moving. We believe that, right? God is here and God is moving. It is one thing to believe that. And that's good, believe that. But it is another thing to drop everything and actually hang out in the company of this God. It's another thing to drop everything and hang out with this God who is here and who is moving. This year, I want to drop everything to simply be with my Jesus again and again. I want to stop and worship him every time the star stops and says, Jamie, he's here. He's here. Remove your shoes. Stop everything and take some time to love and adore him. I don't want to just talk about Jesus. And I don't want to just sit back and wait for others who have made the journey to see him to come back and tell me all about it. And I don't want to just check in with him ever so often. I want this year to give up everything that gets in the way of me actually being with him. With him. That home that those wise men found Jesus in. I want to be in that home where Jesus is. I want to unpack my bag and I want to set up camp right there. And I want to stay there and say, I'm not leaving until someone makes me. I'm here with my Jesus. And to do this, I want to recognize those stars in my life that consistently show me where Jesus is hanging out. I want to recognize in my life those people and those practices that constantly call me back to come and to be with him again. My friends, full disclosure, it won't be a surprise to you. I got so tired in 2020. Like deep in my bones, tired. And when I get tired, I don't know what you do, but when I get tired, the first thing I sacrifice is the thing my soul needs the most. And it is those dear mornings with my Jesus. I just choose the snooze button instead because a little sleep feels more important than being with the source of my life. And when I give that up, I feel it deep in my bones. It's that practice in my life that he's shown me since I was little bitty that constantly never fails to bring me back smack dab into his presence when I just sit with him in the morning before my day and just hang out with him. He's shown me again and again that this fills my heart with his love and with his grace. Just in the quiet of my home, the word open, meditating on it, speaking to him in prayer, unhurried, all the things on my heart, just telling him, and then being quiet and saying, Jesus, what's on your heart? And then just listening to him. I know that that's my star, that doing that brings me back to his presence every single time. And in my tiredness, I let it go. This year, he's calling me back. That silence, the word, the unhurried prayer, the deep, intimate listening. It's the star that calls to me, says, Jamie, if you put everything else aside and come, you will be home with Jesus here. You'll behold him. You'll see him, you'll hear him, you'll touch him, just like the wise men. He's here, ready for us. This year I'm remembering my stars, the people and the practices that bring me back to Jesus. And I'm drawing near to them so I can draw near to him above everything else. I wonder, who are the people in your life who, being near them, just makes you feel as if you are near to Jesus? Those are your stars. Draw near to them this year. What practices in your life are sure ways for your heart to connect with Jesus? We're all wired differently. What is it for you? What is it that you can do that you just know, if I do this, I'm going to encounter my Jesus? Worshiping together in this place? folks that are able, as soon as you're able, as soon as you're well, come back. This is a star. Worship is a star that he's given us. He says, my people gather and I will meet with them in a very special way. This is a star. Get back to it. What else is it for you? A quiet walk in the woods? Is that where you meet your Jesus? Singing praise songs to him, reading the Gospels, unhurried prayer, whatever it is for you, prioritize it this year. That's your star. That's your invitation to dwell in the presence of Jesus, to actually share your heart with Jesus as he shares his heart with you. Jesus shares his heart with you. Is there anything we could want more than that? See the star. Follow the star. So we might be home with Jesus in 2021. Finally, a new prayer. Could we perhaps be the star in 2021? See, there was a real light in the sky that night that invited some curious men to leave everything behind until they stood in the presence of Christ. There was a real star that was telling the world, here he is. Come and see him. Come and love him. Come and see how much your God loves you. Could we be that star? Could our lives be a beacon to a world that is as scared and as confused and as lost as ever? Could our lives be a beacon to a people who are as anxious and as depressed as ever? To a nation that is as divided and as torn as ever? Could our lives be a beacon that says to one and to all, come, come and see Jesus. I know where he is. He's right here. Come. Come and encounter the Jesus who heals all of your hurts. The Jesus who mends all your broken relationships. The Jesus who gives peace to all of your anxious places. The Jesus who loves you just as you are. Could our lives be as stars that tell the whole world, come, come and see this Jesus that I know. When I asked just a few moments ago, who is the person in your life who being in their presence makes you feel as if you're in the presence of Christ? When you're near to them, you feel like you're near to him. Could we be the answer to that question for the people in our lives? Could being with us make them feel like they've been with Jesus? Could it be? On December 21st, the winter solstice, it was the longest night of the year. And millions of people, not in Washington because it was cloudy here, but millions of people everywhere else stepped outside of their houses and looked up to the sky. And they were looking for one thing. It was called the Christmas star. Saturn and Jupiter were so close together that night that they gave the appearance of one really big, bright star. And astronomers were saying it could be what the wise men saw. And people near and far, people close to God and far from God, they went out that night to see that star. Because after a hard year, it seems everyone needed some assurance that God was still with us. Everyone wanted that glimpse of light that said this darkness isn't all there is. Everyone needed a sign from the heavens that said God was still up to something and it was beautiful and it was good even still. Everyone needed some hope. Something to lift our eyes out of the muck, our spirits out of the depths. Could our lives be as that Christmas star every day? When folks look to us, could they see the Jesus that we know and that we love? Could they see in us the hope that they're looking for in him? Could they see Jesus with us And in seeing that, could they begin to wonder if he might be with them too? This became my prayer as I went on a run on Thursday. Some of you, I think, saw my Facebook picture that I put up about it, but Thursday was the day after the chaos in our capital. And Thursday was a quiet day here. It was calm outside. And even still, the thoughts were just racing in my mind and my heart. And as I'm running, I came to Twin Lakes over in the Tahuya area. And I stood at the bank of the lake, and I took this picture. And as I stood there, I realized that the water was just totally still, unaffected by anything around it, no wind, no chaos, nothing. Usually I throw a stick for my dog when I get there. I couldn't do it that day. Everything was just perfectly still. And right here, the water had made a mirror image of the beauty of the land and the trees around it. If you turn it upside down, the picture looks the exact same. You can't tell what's what. And as I stood by the water, I heard Jesus whisper to my numb little heart, "Jamie, reflect me like those waters reflect those trees. Look so much like me that when folks see you, they see a mirror reflection of me. Jamie, they're looking. They're looking for some calm in the chaos. They're looking for some truth in the deception, for some hope in the despair. They're looking for some love in this hatred. Jamie, they're looking for me. When they see you, might they see what they're looking for? Reflect me, Jamie. Look like Jesus. So when folks are near you, they might not know where you end and where Jesus begins. So that when they have been with you, they might actually think they've been with him. Be the star that leads folks smack dab into the presence of Jesus, our healer, our savior. That's my prayer for 2021. That I might slow down and wonder, see the star. That I might drop everything and be with Jesus, follow the star. And that I might walk so closely to him that I actually start to look and sound like him. Be the star. See the star. Follow the star. Be the star. If that's the only resolution we can muster up in 2021, well, I think we're off to a pretty good start for what might just be the best year yet. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, renew in us a sense of wonder and awe. Forgive us for the numbness, for the arrogance that makes us think we have all the answers. Forgive us for desiring to be right more than to be in wonder. Forgive us for just the laziness and the tiredness that keeps us from looking to you. Renew in us wonder. Lord Jesus, give us the courage to follow. It takes a lot to drop everything and head 2,000 miles west, not knowing what you're going to find or how you're going to get there. Forgive us for all the ways we hold back because we're just too afraid of what this being fully in with you might actually cost us. We remember this morning, we sing it together, you're good, you're always good. So give us the courage to step into your goodness and follow you. Actually be with you. And Lord, might you light us up to be your stars in this world. People whose lives tell everyone, come and see him. Come and see him. Jesus is right here with me. Come and see him. He will be with you too. That is our prayer for this day and for this year. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.